Luke fumbled for the door handle. He shoved it open with his shoulder just as Rainey tried to bolt, realizing too late that the doors had shut and she and Quincy were trapped in the back of the police cruiser. Down the street, Chucky saw the commotion and dropped his coffee. Rainey watched him reach immediately for his gun. "No!" she yelled uselessly and pounded the unbreakable window. "Damn it, Chucky, no!" The boy saw Luke bearing down on him. He turned slightly and spotted Chucky fumbling with his holster. His expression promptly shifted from purposeful to petrified. Luke ordered, "Stop!" And the boy shoved his backpack at Luke with all his might and took off, while the officer staggered back in surprise. Down the street, Chucky was still juggling his handgun. Rainey couldn't be sure from this distance, but it looked like the rookie had tears on his cheeks. "Damn, damn, damn!" Luke shouted. He regained his footing and let the backpack fall to the ground. But the kid ran from the street to dart between the multitude of houses. A second later, he was out of sight. With another sigh of disgust, Luke stalked back to the patrol car and settled for bailing Quincy and Rainey out of the back seat. They gathered around the backpack on the sidewalk just as Cunningham came running up, panting heavily. "What did he do?" Cunningham demanded breathlessly. He rubbed his cheeks. "What's in the bag? What happened? Did he try anything?" "One thing at a time, Cunningham," Rainey growled. She looked at Luke. He shrugged, hunkered down, and placed his ear over the green canvas bag. "I don't hear ticking." He hefted up the backpack and frowned. "No clinking. Hell, it feels like books." He resolutely unzipped the main pouch. Out poured two weighty volumes with fine leather binding and rich gilded edges. The Bible, Old and New Testaments. The note attached to the front said, "To the O'Gradys. Jesus forgives." "Oh my God," Chucky said desperately. "I almost shot that boy." Quincy said softly, "I think it's time we took a deep breath." Luke picked up the two volumes. He carried them gently to the front porch and placed them in front of the door. Then, without a word, he went back to the wheel of his patrol car, slouched down to the level of the dashboard, fingered his hat on the seat beside him, and resumed keeping guard.